A Bible teaching commentary in 8 parts on the Gospel of Mark, written by Fred Morris and adapted for audio by Manor Publications UK. Mark, Part 1C, The Parables and Miracles of Jesus. Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 34. The Parable of the Farmer and the Seed. Jesus got into a boat to teach the people. He sat down in it on the lake. In this way, the crowds were unable to get too close to him. On calm days, people could easily hear the voice of someone a long way across the water. Jesus taught the people with parables. Jesus' parables are stories that show us spiritual truth. He told a parable about a farmer sowing seed. The farmer is like someone who teaches the gospel. The seed is like the truth of God's message. It is the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. The sower is the one who tells God's message. He sows it in the world. He is a sower, and he is a witness. A witness is someone who shares the truth of what he knows or what he has seen. The farmer carries his seed in a bag. He throws the seed nearby and far away. The words of Jesus are like the seed. Hearts that are open receive the truth like good soil receives seed. Hearts that are hard do not receive the truth. The disciples of Jesus did not understand this parable. So later, Jesus explained the parable to them. He said that some hearts are hard like the path. They cannot take in the good news of Jesus Christ. The ground is hard and there is nothing for the seed to grow in. The seed is therefore wasted. Satan comes and takes away the message that was planted in them. Some seed falls in rocky places. The rocky places mean hearts that are quick to receive God's message, but easily give up when trouble comes. The seed grows quickly in the shelter between the rocks. But there is very little soil for the seed to grow in. When the sun is hot, the plants dry up and die. They have no roots. The seed that the farmer sows among thorns speaks about a life that is full of other things. Money, pleasure, and success can destroy the life of faith and obedience to God. But the seed that is sown on good soil is like the truth received by an open heart. The soil is good and deep and well prepared for the seed. It grows and produces a crop. The crop is a new life of true faith in God. It is a life that God blesses. It is a life of obedience to God. It is a life in which we do many good works that God wants us to do. We sow the seed when we tell other people about God's truth or when we give them a Bible to read. Some people will not listen. Some people will listen but not understand. Some will be quick to follow Jesus, but will be easily discouraged. Some will easily give up because of their weak faith. Some will gladly follow the new way of Jesus. But many will lose their way because they want to try other new things and ideas. Jesus said, "If we sow seed on good soil, the people will hear the message of the good news. They will receive it. They will accept it. They will produce a good crop." This parable shows the difference between people who are saved and people who are lost. It shows what happens to people who do not listen carefully to God's truth. Many people will not understand these things, but there will be a good harvest among those who receive the word of God. God's truth is like a lamp. It shines out in this dark world. but we must accept God's truth about Jesus and his kingdom. We must take care to hear and receive God's truth and obey it. If we do, he will show us more truth and our lives will be blessed. Parables about the kingdom of God. Jesus continued to teach his disciples about God's kingdom. He told them what it was like by comparing to things they knew well. Jesus said that the kingdom is like a man who plants seed. He sows the seed in faith and believes that the seed will grow. He believes that it will grow and produce a good crop of many more seeds for the harvest. But the sower does not know how the seed grows. He must simply wait in faith and care for the growing crop. He must protect it from animals and birds. He must protect it from diseases and insects. He must pull out weeds. And he must be ready with his workers to collect the harvest. The growing seed shows us how the Holy Spirit works. The seed is the message of the Word of God, from a preacher or from the Bible. People who receive God's Word are like the crop. We must all help them, and we must all help in the harvest of new believers and care for them. Jesus told us another parable about the kingdom of God. The kingdom is like a tiny mustard seed planted in a garden. In less than a year, it becomes larger than all the other plants. God's kingdom on earth began as a very small thing. The followers of Jesus were ordinary men. Yet during their lifetime, the kingdom of God spread over all the countries where they lived. Ordinary men and women spread the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today, God's truth is preached everywhere. Men and women either reject God's truth or they believe it and become disciples of Jesus. The Holy Spirit produces a crop. God's people reap the harvest. But Jesus warned that there would be too few harvest workers. We read this in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37. To extend the kingdom of God, we must prepare the ground to receive the seed. In other words, we must prepare people to hear the word of God. Then we must bring in those people who believe the truth of God. We must care for them to produce fruitful lives. We should help them to read their Bibles and to pray. Let us pray for more workers to care for new believers, as Jesus commanded us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 38. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. The disciples cross the lake. Jesus told the disciples to take him to the other side of the lake, called the Sea of Galilee. While they were crossing the lake, a storm started. Waves broke over the small boat. The disciples were afraid. But Jesus was not afraid. He was asleep. The disciples cried out to Jesus, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Jesus sat up. "Quiet. Be still," he said to the wind. Suddenly the wind stopped and the lake became very calm. Normally it takes a long time for a storm to calm down. The disciples had never seen anything like this happen before. Jesus asked them why they were so afraid of the storm. Didn't they trust him to protect them? The disciples had been afraid of the storm. Now they were afraid of Jesus. They looked at him and whispered, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Jesus was a man, but he was also the Son of God. He is God. When our hearts are like the stormy sea and cannot rest, Jesus says the same thing to us. "Be still. I am with you. Trust in me." Mark chapter 5 verses 1 to 20. Jesus brings peace to a wild man. Beside the sea there were caves that were used for burying dead people. A wild man lived there. A demon made him very strong and angry. The people tried to tie him down with chains, but he broke them and ran off. When the man saw Jesus get out of the boat, he ran to him and fell on his knees. The demon in the man knew who Jesus was. "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" The demon made the man shout, "Swear to God that you won't hurt me." The demon was afraid of Jesus. He knew that he had authority. Read James chapter 2, verse 19. Jesus can command demons because all evil spirits must obey him. Jesus said, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." The demon told Jesus that there were many demons inside the man. Jesus sent the demons into a herd of pigs. Pigs are animals that Jews do not eat. Then the pigs ran down into the lake. The man knew that he was free from the demons. He had faith in Jesus and he praised God. The men who looked after the pigs ran to tell the owners what had happened. When the people heard the story, they went out to see for themselves. The man was in his right mind. He was sitting at Jesus' feet. The people of the town were afraid. Before, they were afraid of the man with a demon. Now they were afraid of the power of God. They begged Jesus to go away. Perhaps they wanted him to go because they had lost their pigs, which provided money and food. Go home and tell your family. Jesus got into the boat to go away. The man said to Jesus, "Let me come with you." But Jesus told him, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you." For many years, Satan had robbed this man's family of a son or a husband and father. Now it was time to go back and tell his family what Jesus had done for him, and then tell other people about Jesus. This man witnessed to people in the 10 cities on the east side of the Lake of Galilee. These people were not Jews. Everyone was amazed at what Jesus had done for him. Jesus returned to the other side of the lake where the Jews lived. Witchcraft or sex or drugs or alcohol or gambling can destroy us and members of our family. These things can turn parents into cruel masters. By doing these things, we invite demons into our lives. Only the power of Jesus can drive these demons out. But notice that this man came freely to Jesus, even when the demons tried to hold him back. But he was only truly free when Jesus cast out the demons. Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. The faith of a sick woman and a Jewish leader. Jairus, one of the leaders of a Jewish synagogue, came to Jesus and fell at his feet. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and put your hands on her." He believed that the power of Jesus would heal her. The crowd pushed around Jesus, and a sick woman came close to him. She had spent all her money on medicines, but she only got worse. In faith, she reached out behind Jesus and touched his robe. She was healed immediately. The Jewish leader asked Jesus for healing in faith. The woman reached out to Jesus in faith. The leader asked for the healing of someone else. The woman wanted healing for herself. Their needs were very different. They had faith for very different things. If we believe in God, he will answer us. He will answer us even if our faith in him is weak. Jesus turned round and asked, "Who touched me?" He knew that power had gone out of him. The woman touched his clothes. But Jesus' power was not in his clothes. The power was in Jesus himself. The woman also knew that she was healed. She came forward and fell at the feet of Jesus. "Your faith has healed you," he told her. "Go in peace. You are free from your suffering." No one had ever spoken words like these to this woman before. Maybe you have a sickness or someone has hurt you. The hurt may have happened years ago. You have tried everything, but the pain will not go away. Reach out to Jesus. He is waiting for you to trust him and believe that he will take your pain. Meanwhile, Jairus, the Jewish leader, was still waiting for Jesus. Then messengers came to him with bad news. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher any more?" Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." Jesus chose Peter, James, and John, and he went into the house with him. They met some mourners who were making loud cries. "The child is not dead, but asleep," Jesus told them. They laughed at him. But Jesus took the girl by the hand and said, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." At once, the girl's spirit returned to her body. She stood up and walked around. Jesus has power to heal people and to give back life. Reach out to him by faith and ask him in prayer for all your needs. He has promised to answer. Trust him. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6. No faith at Nazareth. Jesus went back to Nazareth where he grew up. He taught in the synagogue, which was the Jewish religious meeting house. It was on the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. Many people who heard him were amazed, but they did not believe that he was the Messiah or Christ. They remembered him as the carpenter's son. They could not believe in him. They believed that Jesus was the son of Joseph and Mary. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. So Jesus was only able to heal a few people there. A preacher may go to many places bringing blessing to others, but might not be valued at home. Sometimes the reason for this is jealousy. Mark chapter 6, verses 6 to 13. Jesus sends out the 12 disciples. Jesus was amazed that the people in his hometown had little or no faith in him. He left Nazareth and went to other villages in Galilee. His time on earth would soon end, and many places had not heard the good news. So he sent the disciples out to tell it to more people. It was important for them to gain experience for their ministry in the years ahead. Jesus gave them power over evil spirits, and they had Jesus' power to heal. Notice that he told them not to take food or bag or money or spare clothes with them. They were doing this work for God, so they did not need to worry about food or money. They must trust in God for others to help them. They must stay only in homes where they were welcome and invited. The same power that was in the disciples is in all believers today through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The disciples went out and preached the good news. They taught that people should repent by turning away from their sins and turn to God, who would forgive them. Notice that they did not go alone, but two at a time. When a family welcomed them, they went into the house and taught the people about God. They drove out the demons, and they poured a little oil on the sick people and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verses 14 to 29. Herod kills John the Baptizer. The ruler of Galilee was called Herod. He was the son of the king Herod who ruled when Jesus was born. Herod, king of Galilee, was not a friend of the Jews. He was a friend of the Romans. He was called king because he was governor of part of Israel. He heard that Jesus healed sick people and drove out demons. Some people said, "God has raised John the Baptizer from the dead." Some people said, "He is Elijah." This troubled Herod because he had a guilty heart. He had put John in prison for preaching to him. John had told Herod, "It is not right for you to marry your brother Philip's wife." Herod's wife Herodias hated John, so Herod put him in prison. Later, Herod was tricked into killing John by Herodias and her daughter. Her daughter danced for Herod, and Herod promised her a reward. As her reward, she asked Herod to kill John. Herod didn't want to do this. He didn't want to break his promise in front of all his important guests. So he sent the order to kill John. The next audio reading of the Gospel of Mark is part 1D, the final days of the miracles and teaching of Jesus. We pray that you may have a new peace and purpose in life as you study the Bible and listen to these teaching books.